hours before dawn. He's lost in a sea of his own, awaiting the morning to thank you.
Thank you. flash of lightning is dangerous, even the first. So head to safety before that first flash. Remember, you are in danger from a lightning strike if you can hear thunder. Learn more about lightning safety at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. Lightning kills. Play it safe. This message is brought to you by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and your local National Weather Service office.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It's radio for the rest of us. That means each and every one of you sleeping, dreaming, wide awake, starting your day or winding down that work shift. It's a slight surface noise sound system, and we are working the wheels of steel to bring you things long forgotten and things just released right here, live before your very ears. That was Weather Report off their album Sweet Nighter on Columbia, 125th Street Congress. Great album. Many a morning before work listening to it. And by morning I say early afternoon. But yeah, it's a good summer record. It's a good anytime record. Weather Report, one of those bands, their music just sort of transcends the seasons. I don't know. I found myself only listening to certain music during certain times of the years. There are always those few bands you can sneak in whenever you want, just because Weather Report certainly fits that mold. Before that, we had Gabber Szabo of the Impulse album Jazz Raga. Searching for Nirvana is the track, one of many. I've been listening to this album all week. I'm supposed to write a review for it. I'm not really, as much as I enjoy music, I find myself getting really antsy when I have to talk about it. I usually garble facts or the words kind of, I want to say it's rad, but of course when you're writing a review you have to say why it's rad and how it's rad and answer all those questions. I'm generally not one to like jazz guitar, but I find myself saying that and being rather enjoying folks like Mr. Szabo and then George Benson and Larry Coryell. So I guess it's a certain vibe, but it's not even true because, Grant Green and other folks as well. John McLaughlin, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. Good sounds, I guess, either way. But Jazz Rock is a pretty rad album. I could go on, but I feel like most people when they talk about music, when they write reviews, it's very pretentious. I don't know, I'd like to not do that. But if anyone out there listening has any ideas or advice on how to properly talk about music and write a record review, feel free to call in 804-649-9737. Your input would be appreciated. But yeah, it's Jazz Raga. Check it out if you can get a copy. It's recently been reissued by Light in the Attic Records. It's put out plenty of great albums, some of which have been played on this show. But yeah, cool label. I don't know. Whisper in Shadows before that from The Maze, their album Armageddon on MTA Records. Then we had Prill Smiley with the track Eclipse of Electronic Music Volume 4 on Turnabout. Prill was a runner-up, I think, in the Dartmouth College Electronic Music Competition. And then before that, we had Special Bonus Thing from Fat Worm of Error, their album Pregnant Babies, Pregnant with Pregnant Babies on Load. Fat Worm of Error played a basement show a couple summers ago in Richmond at a house that no longer is, or at least no longer has shows, but a lot of weird music played there. And they were certainly weird. One thing that sticks out in my mind is kind of like the off-kilter rhythm of their drummer. I really enjoyed that. And the weird screaming is kind of cool. I think they usually have a lot of costumes they wear, but that time they didn't. So it was pretty minimal, but it was a small basement, so yeah, I don't know. they're out of Boston, though, or the suburbs of Boston, surrounding areas. I don't know. And then, before all that, we heard Starving Weirdos off their latest Blue Herons. Old English Spelling Bee is the label. Another great label to be on the lookout for, releasing lots of new weird stuff. The track Manila. But Old English Spelling Bee, I want to say Stellar Ohm Source. Maybe some Son of Ra. But if you like weird, drony, and synthy things, check out Old English Spelling Bee. A lot of overlap between them. Not Fun Records. And those of similar ilk, I'd say Weird Forest, as I know Starving Weirdos have released a lot on that label as well. So yeah, that's that. That's my spiel about music. And we'll get back into the music. I've got some Leroy Jenkins, a lengthy 20-minute workout from the man. So stay tuned for that. And we got just about an hour left right here on WRIR. It's Slate Surface Noise Sound System. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. That right there was Leroy Jenkins with Space Mines, New Worlds, Survival of America, a lengthy track featuring the man himself, Andrew Cyril, Anthony Davis, George Lewis, Richard Teitelbaum. Quite an assembly of free jazz and experimental players from the late 60s and 70s. This was recorded in 89. Leroy Jenkins, of course, a member of Revolutionary Ensemble. The rest of the names kind of speak for themselves. Anthony Davis, I always get confused with Richard Davis because I'm bad with names. But Anthony Davis is the piano player. Richard Davis, the bass player, also a great free jazz sort of dude, kind of out there. But, yeah, and of course, Richard Teitelbaum does a pretty awesome record, I think, also like late 70s, early 80s, where it's a duo between him and, or duet rather, between him and Anthony Braxton. So you got Skronky saxophone improvisations with Moog synthesizer. There's one side of that record that's amazing. So, yeah. That's that. We're going to get into some little records. Then I've got some 45, 7 inches, whatever you want to call them. So enjoy. Right here on Slight Surface Noise Sound System.
One moment I'm
Listening to the Slate Surface Noise Sound System on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. That means all y'all listening. Even out in Fantasia. Because again, the only comment I got on my blog is from Atreyu, and he was saying he's got to take Falcor to see the vet because he's not feeling so good. So the outer limits of Fantasia apparently don't get WRIR signal so well, and it's tricky to stream, but you know, Trey said he'd get me back, check out the podcast, which will be up maybe before I go to bed today. I haven't decided. Let's see what you just heard was Monkey Spanner from Dave and Ansel Collins, produced by Lee Perry. Scratch, as he's more affectionately known. 7-inch on Trojan right there. For that, a version from Redman. Another 7-inch on Redman International. For that, yet another version. This one by Junior Delgado. 7-inch on Incredible Music. We had Fallen with Dub, Sly and Robbie, and the Taxi Gang. A 7-inch on Taxi. And all four of those were sent to me by a guy I know on the internet. I guess he'd be a friend. He's an internet friend, whatever that means. But this website, Waxidermy, is in the middle of their annual CD mix swap, and I decided I was going to let everybody send me their mixes, so I've been receiving packages of 80-some CDs, all mixed up, and then to be remixed up, and then distributed among 80-some packages to be sent out so that someone gets one of each copy of a mix. So he was kind enough to send me those records. And before that, speaking of Waxidermy, we had a track by Carlos Pena called Mental Lament. Also Waxidermy related. That guy posts on that board a lot. And yeah, it's like 5:40 in the morning. I'm nerding out about record message boards. I mean, nothing nerdier, right? Except maybe cat shows. Not that the folks who go to cat shows are nerdy, but like, I've never been to a dog show or a cat show or any show where like animals are judged on their breed and just on display. And it was really weird, but it was also like the warmest, fuzziest feeling ever. Perhaps the highlight was one of the coolest noises. I guess they have these booths, and it's like a big old curtain, and then, you know, maybe 10 cages or so. And all the different cats that are being judged or about to be looked at and examined are in cages. And there's a handful of Siamese cats who are very persnickety in their own right, trying to climb out of their cages and just cause trouble. But they'd start meowing, and they'd meow back and forth at each other. And it's one of those you had to be there moments, but it was really rad, and I wish I had some way of recording it. But it gives me a reason to go back to a cat show, and I recommend to everybody, if you like cats, even if you're a dog person, go to a dog show. But cat shows are pretty cool. Like, it's a good time, and there's lots of warm fuzziness around. So, yeah, cat shows, equally as nerdy as record shows, but on different wavelength. You wouldn't want to combine the two, but speaking of cats, apparently Devo, which I'm not a big Devo fan, but I think it's kind of rad. They're streaming their new album, and they're going to have a stream of a cat party, which is, I guess, I think like 9 hours of these cats rocking out to this Devo album. So if you like cats, be on the lookout for that. That concludes my cat news for the day. And I guess Monkey Spanner inadvertently is our Tuesday morning zoo track, because I don't know if I have any more songs about animals today. But we're getting back into the music, and I'll stop mumbling around. Maybe play another PSA. We'll see. If y'all are lucky. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And then, yeah, we'll have 20 minutes of music for Miss Anna Golden's in here for the Tuesday morning breakfast blend. I hope you're feeling zooful.
If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come.
There are lots of ways you can build better wildlife habitat on your farm or ranch. To learn how, contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office. Because if you build it, they will come.
Thank you.